Alabama is considered one of the least competitive health insurance markets in the country. And while a number of provisions from the Affordable Care Act kick in next year, most observers don't feel that'll make much difference. We hear why in this afternoon's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Cindy Crawford. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
Now, we've talked about the players in Alabama's health insurance market, but remind us, what do things look like, particularly when compared to other states?
Well, it's no secret that Alabama has an insurance company with a bit of a monopoly, and that's Blue Cross. In Alabama, when you look at health insurance coverage alone, and not including accident insurance, Blue Cross owns 88% of the market. Now, in Pennsylvania, their top health insurer has a 27% market share, and other states like Arizona, Colorado, New York have no insurer with more than 30%. So that's a big difference.
So the big thing starting next year is the new insurance exchanges where businesses or individuals can shop around for plans. Why is that not expected to create more competition in Alabama?
Well, the idea of healthcare exchange is to allow more players to enter Alabama and get a chance at a piece of the pie and perhaps offer more competitive rates. But experts are saying that other insurers, in theory, may try to offer alternative plans in Alabama, but there may be no incentive for providers or businesses to switch because Blue Cross traditionally offers low premiums, and they're the insurance company that every doctor in town uses.
Well, what does this mean for the cost of insurance then?
Well, we're hearing there's not a very good chance that premiums will go down in Alabama, at least not immediately. For starters, there's an expectation that many healthy people will opt out of the mandate and choose to pay the penalty instead of combining with the more sickly who use insurance more often, which is supposed to even the costs out. Then we have experts saying they've seen insurance companies raising rates ahead of the exchange to cover the previously uninsured because of pre-existing conditions. So there's a rate increase before we even get started with healthcare reform.
Well, meanwhile, a national antitrust lawsuit against the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association is moving forward. Explain what this is about. A national lawsuit being heard in Birmingham.
Yeah, this is a national suit brought by businesses and others that argues the association and its licensees, including Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, have divided and allocated health insurance markets across the country among themselves to eliminate competition. The plaintiffs are saying this practice violates federal antitrust laws and causes diminished competition and higher insurance premiums. You know, Blue Cross says that the suit lacks merit, and they reiterate that they have some of the lowest rates in the country.
Oh, where's the case sitting right now?
Lawsuits with the same grievances are still being filed against Blue Cross, including three in early February, which has brought the total number of cases to at least 27. But it's already moving forward with a status hearing for the cases recently in Birmingham. And the next major step is choosing a lead counsel for the plaintiffs.
Well, finally, with no deal between Congress and the White House, the automatic spending cuts known as sequestration took effect Friday. That could be bad news for banks and small businesses looking for loans. What's the concern about small business lending?
Well, if the $85 billion in federal spending cuts takes effect, the U.S. Small Business Administration lending could be reduced by $900 million, according to White House numbers, which could mean thousands of small businesses would potentially be denied loans. And we're hearing that many small businesses may not even want to try for those loans because their confidence may be shot after the budget cuts start rolling downhill.
Well, and then for the banks, what follow-up could there be for them in sequestration?
Well, let's say the spending cuts stay in place and it spooks businesses. Then experts are saying it could really hit the bottom line of regional banks located in the states most affected by the spending cuts, such as Alabama. They could risk slower loan growth, potentially some uptick in businesses that get loans and later struggle.
Cindy Crawford is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Cindy, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.